Hi, this is Lillian with April from Holistic Horse Works. Today we have questions about older horses that are getting arthritic. How do you deal with the older horse to keep them going as long as you can?
The reason that they're getting arthritic ahead of time is because the joints haven't been loading correctly. And anytime you have joints and bones not loading correctly, it creates heat, and the heat brings and attracts calcium. So that's how your osteoarthritis grows, which is like a coral reef. It's porous, it's sharp, it can pinch on nerves. That's your side bone, your ring bone, your kissing spine, your arthritic neck. So doing my daily yoga would really help, but the yoga is to show you that there is a deeper glitch. So you can get a distance reading. It's a 7-page report that you get. And with my videos, you can realign the horse's body and bring it back to balance. And that's going to give you another 5 to 10 years. So when people say my horse can't do this anymore, I look at that. Well, his body isn't able to move that way right now, but we can change it. And the worst thing you can do is take some prize show horse and just throw it out to pasture when it's used to being groomed and bathed and fly sprayed, and all of a sudden now its feet are all long and it's not getting love and it's getting tick bites and flies, and they really just feel, you know, thrown away. And a lot of people sometimes donate these to the therapeutic riding programs, and then they're just going around in a circle with an unbalanced rider when you just really needed to get into working on their body and head, cranial bones at an earlier age. And, you know, people's like, well, when do you start? As early as you can. Once you have the arthritic changes, I have some YouTube videos, and it's in my Horse 101 book and my Horse 102 that's on Amazon, Holistic Alternatives. Dynamite makes a product called Balm, B-A-L-M. It looks like, smells like big orange shoe polish can. And we'll do sweats for side bone and ring bone that help to break it down and get the horse moving a little bit better in those joints. And you can also sweat the knees and the fetlocks for just 4 hours with clear food wrap. I have videos on that as well, and get the joints moving better. But that's still just treating a symptom. Like Butte is still just treating a symptom. You're masking the pain with a joint injection or Butte or MSM. You're not fixing why the body is creating the arthritis and the breakdown in the first place. So the daily yoga is going to help, but you really need to get my distance reading. We need to dial down on what is going on with your horse. It's a 7-page report. And then my video, the home study, and 123-page workbook teaches you how to work on your horse and check on them. And we've had horses that are being retired at like 17, 18, they're a little cranky or they're tripping all the time. And we do the whole unwinding session and they're cantering and bucking and doing flying lead changes. And everybody's like, oh my God, is that my horse? Yes, he was just crooked and in pain. And those are all things that you can learn how to fix. So you can help to break down some of that extra calcification growth, which is porous. You're not going to be breaking down the dense bone. We usually say to gradually introduce raw organic apple cider vinegar like Bragg's. You know, some horses don't like it. So you can sprinkle a little bit in the water and on the hay so they get used to it. And then they start loving it. And in the summer, it's supposed to help keep flies off as well. And you just mix it in their feed. And between that and the balm sweats and the body work, you're actually breaking down the excess calcification and the body's reabsorbing it. It's not like pieces are breaking off and going somewhere that might hurt something else. It's a slow, gradual process. And you can get that spring back in your step in the trot on the older horses with the side bone and the ring bone. So on my YouTube channel, there's a couple of videos on how to do the balm sweat for hooves, like once a week. And it's a great hoof conditioner. The hooves start growing down more balanced, and it'll help get rid of those cracks and everything at the top. And you can do the apple cider vinegar. You can do the yoga. So there's a lot of things. And some of these older horses that aren't as healthy are getting the big scabs and sores on their belly. So they're miserable out in pasture. I tell people to go get that thick Desitin or Balmex for baby's bottoms and that big jar tub that with the unscrew lid and put that on like just twice a week on those areas. The flies will leave them alone on their belly, on their sheath. The stuff in the tube doesn't work because when it gets warm, it just runs off. But there's a lot of things that we can do, you know, and keeping their teeth balanced. That's all about the cranial sacral work. If you're having big hooks and waves with the dental floating, you know, that takes a lot of work every year, then your horse isn't chewing correctly. And if he's not chewing correctly, he can't keep weight on and break down his feed. So with the hard keeper horses, we would get the Timothy hay pellets and soak them. You might get some shredded beet pulp without molasses. You really don't want to get on the senior feeds, which is just pure protein and pure sugar. And there's grade A, B, and C grains, and the A is the best. And the C, the stuff that's left over, is what they add molasses to because the horses wouldn't normally eat it. So you're not getting a top grain. You're getting molasses that molds in a bag. Then you're getting a chemical mold inhibitor so that it doesn't. So you're better off just doing a little bit of shredded beet pulp and some hay pellets and maybe, you know, a handful of some kind of senior equine feed, but don't be feeding them, you know, big coffee cans of equine senior. Your horses will stop eating because they're tired of chewing, just like grandpa. So if you can soak their feed so it's more like oatmeal so that they can eat it two or three times a day, the hay pellets will help keep weight soaked, of course, more weight on the top of the back and the butt. And that's where you want to sit and ride. If you're doing alfalfa, you're going to get the skinnier horse with the big belly because it's like giving him jelly donuts. So if you really want a good top line, like on your endurance horses, we fed Timothy and orchard grass hay. And it's kind of like carbo loading, like a fat, happy Italian. Okay. And that would be your horse, really mellow, same energy all day long, nice back to sit on because you're doing my body work program and you're feeding them, you know, the Timothy pellets. You can't afford the hay anymore. It's gotten so expensive. But so Timothy or orchard grass would be my first choice on the hay pellets. And oat would probably be my third, and an alfalfa mix would probably be my fourth. Horses cannot absorb the oils, you know, when people say, oh, feed corn oil or something, they don't have a gallbladder. And it really messes them up and it blocks them from being able to absorb the water soluble vitamins like A, D, and E. So if you want to feed them a vegan, because that's what a horse is, he's a vegan. Fat source, you can soak chia seeds in your refrigerator, you know, big batch of them. They have to really swell up. Otherwise, if you feed it dry to the horse, they actually take moisture from the inside to swell up. So you can just keep that in the fridge and scoop out a cup every day. And that's a vegan fat source for horses that they can actually absorb. So there's your fats, there's your carbohydrates, there's a way to keep weight on a horse without actually having to chew a lot. Other things are always checking them for a bean every year, because if they can't pee freely, if it's a gelding, then the kidneys and the liver are getting backed up. Keep their feet balanced, look at the balance of their feet, and try to do that horse yoga of mine. It's on YouTube at least once or twice a week, even if you're not riding them. It really just stretches them out, gives them endorphins, keeps everything moving. Otherwise, it's like grandpa sitting in the rocking chair. They're just going to keep getting stiffer and stiffer. If grandpa went for a walk and did 5 minutes of yoga every day, his health and vitality would be higher for a longer period of life. So you can find that information on my website, holistichorseworks.com, also in my free ebook, www.horseacademy101.com. It's a free download. It's really funny. Got cute pictures. And also on my YouTube channel, Holistic Horseworks, there's over 150 helpful videos. So I hope that you utilize all those free things I've put out there.
All right. Thank you, April. that's all the time we have for today. Okay, so now I guess we could talk about the Healy device.
Well, did you look at that? You know, so we have that form to fill out for people on, you know, pain, sleep.
Yep, I looked at that. So I guess basically if somebody has no idea what this is, what is it and how does it work? Is that how you want me to ask it?
Well, what we're doing is, so I have a whole nother constant contact that Lisa does, and that's the Healy, and we have, I think, 1,400 people in that list that we keep separate from the horse stuff, but I haven't had any nurturing emails going out to them with anything, so we wanted to start building that. So so it's like each a subject, you know, what would you do for if your client said, you know, they can't really sleep at night?
Okay. So these are for the target audience is people that practice this, not patients?
No, it's okay. Just people. It has nothing to do with my horse business. Totally separate. But Lisa's just had to dive into all this horse stuff when that's not what she was really hired for.
Okay. All right. So what?
This is people maybe with dogs and cats, but not horses.
Okay. Do you use the same device for the dog and the cat as the person?
Yeah, I'll mention that in there. We'll just go by each thing. We want to do like a newsletter on, you know, can't sleep. And so you'll see on that form all the things we ask about. What did you want help with? Can't sleep, pain, you know, stress, all those kind of things.
Okay. Well, probably sleep would be a number one thing.
Yep.
Well, stress because of this pandemic. That's a good one.
Yeah, just can't mention pandemics and stuff. So so we won't be saying Holistic Horseworks.
Okay.
So my website is healmyself.net.
Okay.
If you want to write that down.
Okay.
You know, and I advertise myself as a wellness consultant. Some easy things that you can do for yourself at home that isn't going to keep requiring follow-up care from a physician.
Okay.
I'm wearing my Healy. Lisa has a Healy.
Okay. Okay, so I should introduce you, like say hi. I'm with April from healmyself.net. And if you have questions about...
Yeah, but you need to introduce me as a wellness consultant.
Okay. All right, so hi, this is Lillian. Hi, this is Lillian. I'm with April, what did you say again?
Okay, better write it down.
Yep. Go ahead.
So you just want to say, hi, this is Lillian. We're here today with April, wellness consultant from healmyself.net.
Okay, got it.
And we're going to talk about what can you do if you can't sleep good at night.
Okay. All right.